This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, good morning, everyone. We're going to start with one little inyan on Daf Ayin Amud Aleph regarding a RL eating truma. The Mishnah said in the beginning of the Perek, that Ha'arel v'cha tmeim lo yoichlu b'truma. An RL or anyone who's tame cannot eat truma. Rashi says, what's the case of an RL who can't eat truma? Can any RL eat truma? Is any RL allowed to eat truma? Says Rashi, koyein shemesu achiv machmas mila. We're talking about a koyein. Even if his brothers died because of mila, he cannot eat truma. So Rashi's of the opinion, not stama api koyres, who doesn't do the mitzvah of mila, but any RL cannot eat truma. If you look in Tosfos, Tosfos quotes Rashi. Tosfos says, "Perish bekontris, shemesu achiv machmas mila." V'chein nira, says Tosfos, it would seem that even someone whose brothers died because of mila cannot eat truma. Why? Because this is something that requires some analysis over here. If somebody didn't do mila because his brothers died because of mila, his life is in jeopardy. It's pikuach nefashos. He's not allowed to do mila. And even so, he can't eat truma. And Tosfos says something very interesting. Tosfos quotes the Gemara that we're going to learn later today. The Gemara is a shaila about a kid who is, let's say, 5 days old, 4 days old, so he didn't have a mila yet, he's an RL. And obviously you're not going to feed him truma, he's not able to eat yet, but you want to anoint him with truma, the oil of truma. And there's a drasha that anointing is like eating. So Gemara has a shaila whether a kid who has not yet reached 8 days is allowed to be anointed with the oil of truma. Now, the kid is an RL. And yet, even though the kid's an RL because he can't do mila, the 8th day didn't come. And even though he can't do mila, the Gemara has a tzad, maybe he's not allowed to be anointed with the oil of truma. So what Tosfos seems to be bothered by is, why would the Gemara have a tzad that a kid who's 8 days old could be anointed with the oil of truma, but the Mishnah holds that an RL whose brothers died because of mila cannot eat truma. So if an RL whose brothers died because of mila is like somebody who the Yom HaMila has not come for. He's pater from mila. Just like a kid who's not 8 days old is pater from mila. So why don't we say just like in the Mishnah he can't eat truma, so too the kid should not be allowed to have the oil of truma smeared on him. So that's
there's a chilek between having a pitur and there's no chiv to begin with until he's 8 days old.
Tosfos wants to make a chilek, like Rabasi is saying. Tosfos says that the cases are not parallel. Tosfos says, Deloy dami la'arla shaloy mizmana. A kid, someone whose brothers died because of mila, is not like an arla shaloy mizmana. Dmi boilan b'gemara, the Gemara we're going to see soon. Ye have a arla, if it's an arla. There, anyone in that situation is not a bar chiyuva for mila b'shemakim under any circumstance because this man hasn't come yet. Aval achar ches, but after 8 days, afagav de'i efshaloi lamo. Even though he can't do mila, neha sakana hava oral kivan shigi hazman. So basically, Tosfos defends Rashi. Rashi is of the opinion that even an RL whose brothers died because of mila cannot eat truma. The Gemara says that perhaps a kid before 8 days could partake of truma. And Tosfos makes a chiluk that before 8 days old, there's no chiyuv in mila. But once there's a chiyuv, even though there's a ptur, then you cannot partake of truma. That's the shita of Rashi. Tosfos seems to defend it. If you look in the Tosfos Yeshanim, which should be on the left-hand side in your Gemara, the Tosfos Yeshanim quotes the Shita of Rabbeinu Tam. He says, "Perish hakuntres b'chol makom arel shemesu achiv machmas mila." V'loy nira, says Tosfos Yeshanim, "Dim kein ena mitzuva lemulai." Taisus says that it would not seem that someone whose brother died because of Mila is considered an Arel, because if so, they're not Mitzuva in Mila. Perosh Lamol Es Atzmai, Lefi Shehu Anos. Taisus says, if someone's brothers died because of Mila, they're not obligated to mal themselves. They're an Oynes. They can't. It's Bikuach Nefashais. V'ave Kamayu Mila Shalai Bizmana. It's like Mila Shalai Bizmana. V'kasha. D'be Gemara Boy, Arel Katan, Mahu L'Sechen Shemen Shal Truma. Arelo Shalai Bizmana Ma'akva Eloi Ma'akva. V'amai Eloi Pashim Mas Nisan. D'kibin D'mari Shemesach Ma'akz Mila. Imkei Nenasu. V'kibin Shenenas Arelo Shalai Bizmanahu. The Tosfos Yeshanim says that the case of smearing a baby before 8 days with the oil of Truma is precisely analogous to someone whose brothers died because of Mila. What would the difference be between someone whose brothers died because of Mila and someone who is not 8 days old? In the same way, someone who's not 8 days old, there's a tzad they could partake of Truma. Someone whose brothers died because of Mila also should be able to partake of Truma. And therefore, the Tosfos Yeshanim quotes Rabbeinu Tam that argues on Rashi, L'chein Perash Rabbeinu Tam, De'arel Ratzolaymer Meshumad La'arelas. He is Meshumad. In other words, he's not Bikars. He doesn't believe in Arelas. Actually, other Rishonim, I believe the Rajba says, he's not a Meshumad La'arelos, because as we're going to see, the Gemara later on calls someone who didn't have a Mila, Liboy L'Shamayim. He's still a loyal Jew. Now, if he's a Meshumad, he would not seem to be a loyal Jew. It could be he's just scared. He's scared of Mila. It's a surgical procedure. He's not an Apikaris. He's just afraid. Either way, there's a machloikis Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. Rashi learns the case of an Arel is even someone whose brothers died because of Mila. But before the eighth day, the halacha is that they're not chayiv in, they are considered a roi for truma. That's before the eighth day. Once the eighth day comes, even though there's pikuach nefashos and you're an oynes, nevertheless, you're considered an Arel. Masha'in kain. Masha'in Kain, the opinion of Rabbeinu Tam, is that he holds the same way before the eighth day, you're not chayiv in Mila. If someone is meso echa machmas Mila, you're also not chayiv in Mila. So just to be masber this machloikas, Rabbeinu Tam and Rashi, it would seem that they're arguing on the extent of a ptur of oynes. How do we view someone who's oynes? Do we view someone who's oynes that really they're chayiv in the mitzvah, but they have an extenuating circumstance that exempts them? Or does the oinus sort of get even more fundamental than that, and it almost makes it like the zman from Mila has not come? Exactly how basic is the ptur of oinus? So I just want to show you one paragraph in the Kavitz Aris in Rabbi Chanan, and just to be mazur this machlok is, hopefully this will come up. Here we go. Okay, could you see that? The Rebbe Chanan in Simem Tes, if Katan Yud Tes, he brings of Chidushei HaRajba, Reish Parak HaAral, Hevi B'Shem Rabbeinu Tam, Da'arol Shemei So'achav Machmas Mila, Hava Ka'arelo Shalai Bezmana. The Rajba quotes Rabbeinu Tam that an Arel whose brothers died because of Mila is like an Arel Shalai Bezmana, U'motar Lacha B'Truma. Now, why would that be? Well, Lefi Dvarav, according to Rabbeinu Tam, Al Karchel Tzarech Leimar, you have to say that the same way there's no mitzvah of Mila on a kid who's 5 days old, there's no mitzvah of Mila b'makam pikuach nefashos. Ve'enoy k'moy anos. In other words, someone whose brothers died because of Mila is not an oynes. Pikuach nefashos is different than an extenuating circumstance. Pikuach, in other words, haga ba'atzmecha, what would you say about the following case? A kid is 8 days old, a guy is 8 days old, and he lives in a city that doesn't have a knife. Is he allowed to eat truma, or is he not allowed to eat truma? Avada, he cannot eat truma. Aye, but it's not his fault. So we say, you're right, it's not your fault. but you're chayiv in Mila, and you didn't do it. Yeah, but why are you penalizing me? So we're not penalizing you. Only an RL cannot eat Truma. You're an RL. Yeah, but it's not my fault. Okay. It's not a Yisrael's fault that he's not a Kohen, but he can't eat Truma either. So it's not your fault that you didn't have a Mila. So everybody agrees that an Oines, an Onos, cannot eat Truma. So why is someone whose brothers died because of Mila allowed to eat Truma? It must be, Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, that Pikuach Nefashos is different than an Onos. Pikuach Nefashos makes it that there's no mitzvah at all. But Tosfos argues, and Rashi argues, and Tosfos feels that there's a big difference between Mila Shelo Bizmana and Pikuach Nefashos. Ve'efshir Shezeo Tam Achlekusan. This is a Machlekus. Rashi is of the opinion that Pikuach Nefashos is like an Onos, and the Rabbeinu Tam is of the opinion, it's not like an Onos, you're not Mechuyev in the Mitzvah at all. So this is sort of a very a Shas Machloikes, how do we view the status of someone who is in a makam of Pikuach Nefashos. Rabbeinu Tam says that if somebody were to be Meso Achav Machmas Mila, they would not they would be able to eat Truma. Rabbeinu Tam is the opinion that if somebody, if their brothers died because of Mila, they would be able to eat Truma. Rashi holds, no, they would not be able to eat Truma. It's just like an Onus, but it's not that you're not Chayiv in the first place. It's different than Mila Shelo Bizmana. Okay, so that's our point on Daf Ayin. And with your permission, we're going to try to do Ayin Aleph Amin Aleph.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.